around to let me know that I keep it close to mine. I'd rather say we'll just start carefully on our way. And there's no reason, another something, cross our minds together. We're standing mystery. You fell in my hands without notice. I had to try anything. Do you want, will you stay? As soon as I am able, I'm taking my time.
Welcome to Point and Laugh Podcast, episode 58. My name is Jesse.
My name is Trevor. Jesse, we got him.
We got that sucker.
We got him good.
We got him so
good. Get that bin Laden. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I was ecstatic.
What happens now? Let's be honest. Like, now that bin Laden's dead, do we have to stop at red lights to make right turns, or can we just blow through them?
I think the fear is gone. I think we can just go, right? I mean, there's no more. I have nothing to fear anymore.
I don't know if they've changed that on the books. I'm just going to go ahead and go with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, like, I was relieved that, like, we killed him. We got him. We literally killed the best hide-and-seeker to ever live.
He's so good at hide-and-seek.
The best. Like, mm-hmm. 2001 till 2011, 10 years of, like, you guys can't get me. America, I'm hiding. We got him.
Right.
Would it have been better if Obama was like, yep, we killed bin Laden. Now prostitution's legal. America. You know what I mean?
Prostitution's legal. We're legalizing all drugs.
Not all of it. Just one thing. Just be like, hey, now we have freedom.
Okay.
A little bit more freedom now that this man's dead. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just like, we killed him. Oh.
Now what?
Now we get the next guy. Then what happens?
Yeah, I'm wondering who makes the next, the world's most feared man list. Who's number one now?
I believe he's a man from Mexico, a drug lord. I can't guarantee that. Because the CIA list and the FBI list is a little bit differently.
Okay.
They're different.
Okay. I think Snooki should be up there. She scares me a lot. He's got... I was watching a video of him watching himself on television. And now they're saying that they're going to come out with all these... I think it's the best of the bin Laden videos now. Like,
okay.
It'd be like a best of and like
okay, like SNL will do the best of Will Ferrell or
yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. It's gonna be the best of bin Laden bloopers, you know, behind the scenes sort of thing. So I think I'm excited for that.
You are.
Oh, stoked.
They found the man with his 24-year-old wife, one of many wives.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning he married her in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing my math. She was 14.
Right.
They found him. He had weed plants all over his compound.
Mm-hmm.
What is America? Isn't that what he hates about America? Like, our Western society is corrupting the world.
Yeah.
What he's doing, he's got the wives, mm-hmm. he's got the drugs. I thought mm-hmm. that's what he hated us for. Yet, what does he hate us for? Wendy's? What does he hate us for? Our fast food?
He doesn't
our
like,
movies?
He doesn't like your double downs at all.
Doesn't like my KFC mm-hmm. double downs. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, I don't think he likes us trying to come in and change what they're doing over there.
What were we doing to them?
I believe you're trying to steal their oil.
No. They don't. Afghanistan no. doesn't have oil. Get educated, please. We gave them guns to fight the Russians. This is like 20 years ago. Like, mm-hmm. we helped them. Why is he angry at us?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, moving forward. Bigger news.
There's no reason to be angry.
Jesse, I got bigger news for you. Actress Alicia Silverstone, do you remember her?
Oh, big news, yes.
Her and her rocker husband, Christopher Jaretkicki, they've given birth to a new baby boy. His name is Bear.
Bear.
His name is Bear.
Bear.
It's my little boy. His name is Bear. We know this because when he grows up, he's going to be a chubby gay man. That's what they call bears in the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
Are we... Is that good?
I don't... That's not having good forethought. That's not being very perspicacious.
His middle name is Blue. Okay, moving forward.
Bear Blue.
Bear Blue. Bear Blue Jaretkicki. His dad is a rocker. His mom was in videos of a former rocker from Aerosmith videos.
Uh-huh.
She was nice. Do you remember her? She was really. She was in the movie Clueless.
Uh-huh. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's 34 years old. Did you think she was going to be older than that?
No, I always thought she was going to be that 15-year-old sweetheart in
Forever.
The Aerosmith video, yeah.
Okay.
Bear, huh?
Bear. My child's name is Bear.
Bad choice. My opinion, bad choice. Are you ready for the heavy summer lineup from ABC? I know you're into your stories on television, your reality stories.
Are you asking me if I'm ready for summer? Jesse, look at me right now. I don't even have a base tan right now.
You don't have a base tan? Your arms are a little flabby right now.
Listen, I got Sasquatch coming up at the end of the month. I've got 1 month to get my base tan.
Mm-hmm.
1 month to just hit the gym with Zac Efron because we're going to be running and picking up girls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. No, we're not. You want to know why we haven't done any episodes for a whole month? Would you like to know?
I would like to know.
Yeah, I just canceled summer. We're not doing summer this year.
No summer.
Yeah. Let me tell you the news that I got on March 1st. Not March 1st. This was... When was the last time we did an episode?
I don't know. February? I have no idea.
Who knows?
It's been so long.
It's been so long. Newly single Justin Timberlake was spotted enjoying a date with actress Olivia Wilde. They arrived at the club together sporting matching ensembles, jeans, and white t-shirts. They spent the evening enjoying similar drinks. When they weren't snuggled up on the VIP, they were dancing all night.
Stealing your girl.
Yeah, what's up, Timberlake? Do you remember the episode when I was like, hey, dude, me and Timberlake and Zac Efron, we're kicking at the beach, everything's uh-huh. cool. I'm going to be getting Olivia Wilde, Shakira,
mm-hmm.
and Keira Knightley. Like, that was my plan for the summer.
Right.
Keira Knightley has started seeing rocker James Wrighton. She's extremely happy right now and is really enjoying spending time with James, says a source. He's a real rocker and a lovely guy. And she likes that whole scene. Lately, she's becoming more rock and roll and has been hanging out with a really trendy crowd.
Ooh, she's redefining herself.
Yeah.
Another girl gone. All right, so you're down to... Who do you got left?
Shakira is now dating Barcelona player Gerard Piqué. What's up, summer 2011? Are we doing it this year? No, we're not, because it's been canceled on me. Bin Laden's dead, but why does it matter? Like, what I got to look forward to?
It doesn't matter.
No, so carry on with your stupid summer lineup that I won't be watching.
Instead of dating three magnificent women, you will be watching on ABC.
This is what you're replacing my summer with.
This is what we're going to go with for you.
I'm going to be content with what you're about to read to me.
I don't know if you're going to be content.
Carry on.
It's going to be something, though. On Mondays, May 30th, Monday, 9 to 10 will be The Bachelorette.
I've heard of that. What's new with that? Is that new? Is that...
That's the one where there's that one lady, right? And then all the guys come in, and she's like, no.
Next.
Yeah.
You're back on the bus. That's what happens.
Right.
Okay.
There's
only one woman, and then there's dudes.
Right.
And you're saying that that's something that I want to see.
I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
It's reality heavy. It's a heavy summer lineup. 10 to 11 Extreme Makeover, the weight loss edition.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
A weight loss show on TV? That's...
So weird.
Okay.
Thursday, June 16th, 8 to 9 will be Wipeout. I like Wipeout.
Listen, I've watched that show hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get old.
No. Somebody trying to clear an obstacle and eating shit is just absolutely wonderful,
it's
right?
Fun.
From 9 to 10... will be 101 ways to leave a game show. Let me tell you a little bit about this. Contestants, they'll match wits in a series of multiple choice questions. One contestant is eliminated in every round. The contestant will be eliminated in spectacular fashion, though, Trevor.
Okay.
Being flown off, strapped to the wing of a biplane. He might be pushed off the top of a moving semi-truck. Dragged underwater by a one-ton anchor, or yanked off a dock by a speedboat.
That's your show.
Oh, How awesome is that?
Is it?
Did you see that? Did you see you get yanked off the dock and then he went in the water? It's awesome. It's so sweet. You have to tune into the show.
What network is this?
This is ABC.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got, from 10 to 11, you've got Rookie Blue, which is, I think, just your basic cop show.
You're telling me there's a show about cops.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show about losing weight on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Where is my lawyer show in that lineup?
I'm not seeing any lawyer shows.
Okay.
I'm seeing Expedition Impossible and The Hot Zone.
There's a show about leaving a show.
Mm-hmm.
There's a show about losing weight. There's a show about hot cops.
Yes, hot cops.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's much better than Shakira. That Olivia Wilde,
so much
who?
Better.
Keira Knightley, I don't need her.
I just don't get it. Can they not come up with something? Everything is the same. I feel like every show on television has been the same since 1994.
Not our show.
No.
Not our show coming to the big screen pretty soon called How to Start a Game Show. Fuck, that's awful. That's awful TV they're giving me. Moving forward. Can I give you a movie pick? You used to have the Netflix.
I quit the Netflix for 5 days, and then I couldn't.
Oh, you're back on. You're back on Netflix.
I couldn't stand it anymore. I jumped right back on the wagon. Yeah.
Can I tell you what my jam is on the Netflix? The movie is called Titanic 2. Irony looms when the new luxury cruise liner T2 is setting sail a century after sinking of its ill-starred namesake, seemed destined to come to a similarly soggy end when an ocean tsunami pushes an iceberg into its path. Don't worry about it. It's starring Brooke Burns, Bruce Denham, and action. It's an action thriller.
Uh-huh.
It's great. The movie is called Titanic 2. Have you heard of it?
T2. I've seen it. I've been so close to clicking on it.
How come you didn't dip into that? I dipped in. Let me tell you how it starts. Somebody in Alaska, I don't know, cold water. This dude's on his surfboard, surfing in Alaska. You know what he does?
Common experience
he
in Alaska.
He waits for the sun to get hot, and then piece of the iceberg falls down in the ocean, creating a wave. And he's just like surfing these things, right? And then one big giant iceberg breaks and, like, he's gone. Cut to this fantastic-looking CGI Titanic 2, which, if I recall, Titanic 1, the first one, that was made in, what, 1997, 96, 97?
Yeah, something like that.
Your Titanic boat that came out, this movie came out in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
That shouldn't look worse than the boat that came out in 1997, because there's a thing called technology, and apparently technology gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that right now, that I could go on my paint program in my 1995 Mac, and I could draw a better Titanic, more realistic-looking boat than this boat,
mm-hmm.
which almost made it better.
T2.
P2, don't worry about it. Irony looms when the new luxury cruise liner, T2, sets sail.
Wow.
It's great.
So what happens? Are we gonna ruin it for everybody? Or?
Oh, of course not. We don't want to ruin it for listeners. They're going to dip into this. This is like the best.
Okay.
I'm just, you know.
All right. Good. I have to click on that tonight.
Who else has been tricked into that? How many people have been tricked into being like, oh, is Leo in this? Is my Leo going to be in this Titanic too? Right. Maybe.
Is this going to be another great love story?
Oh, I get it. Here's what happens. Titanic, Leo, he fell down into the bottom ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Some mermaids that helped him back up, and he's just like, ooh, we're back, T2, come, let's do this.
It's like the abyss, there's aliens down there.
Well, you don't age, everybody knows you don't age under the ocean.
Common knowledge.
So, he's not going to look like the Leo of 2011, he's going to look like sexy boy Leo of 1997. Perfect hair.
With the just beach?
Blown. Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. That kid. Mm-hmm. That's the kid I want playing in my Titanic 2.
All right.
Sorry about that, folks.
A revolt by angry customers has forced youth retailer General Pants, to censor its in-store campaign for a fashion label that has teenage staff wearing I Love Sex badges. and features naked mannequins and erotic videos. Many of the employees feel uncomfortable wearing the badges, as they were forced to deal with shocked and angry customers. But the CEO, Craig King, says the campaign will remain in stores despite the complaints, and says that such an image isn't going to be everyone's cup of tea, and said that it's a bit of a stretch to suggest that the campaign might encourage teenagers to have sex.
That's a stretch.
It's a real stretch.
Oh, he's right on that.
I don't necessarily agree with the where this campaign's going, but I do like the fact that they're not messing around with the subconscious. Like, they're not pulling the Wrigley's gum, where you've got the two twins pedaling on that bike, and they're talking about double your pleasure and double your fun. Because as a kid, I was so confused. You know, you got that little tune going, yeah, okay, all right, yeah. And then there's these two twin hotties on this awesome bike, and all I could think about was, well, first I wanted to buy that bike. I wanted that bike.
Okay.
And then when I got a little bit older.
What was your second thought?
My second thought was I wanted to be where that gum was at.
You wanted to be in the woman's mouth.
I wanted to be where that gum was at.
Your first thought was you wanted that bike.
Mm-hmm.
You got older, which in like 4 seconds later, you got older and you're like, mm-hmm. I want to be in that woman's mouth. What you're saying is you may not even just, everybody's selling the same product,
mm-hmm.
which is the sex.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying these other people are just being coy about it. Our boy King is just being like, hey, this is what we're selling. We're not hiding it.
No.
You're cool with that.
I feel okay with that. I don't know if it should be put onto teenagers, but maybe a little bit older demographic.
Like what? 20-year-olds?
I'm thinking like 20, 21 to 28.
Okay.
28 to 65? I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
I'm confused on this thing. This is a clothing store.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in there and get clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's mannequins with no clothes.
Mannequins with no clothes. All they sell is jeans, apparently.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know. What's the big deal?
There's no big deal, mm-mm. According to you. According to you, this is how every company should run.
Well, I just don't like companies trying to trick me. Right? I thought that if I bought a bulldog like Spuds McKenzie and start drinking Budweiser back in the day, that hot chicks would just start showing up as soon as I cracked that can open.
You didn't think that.
It never happened, Trevor. Never happened.
Kid Rock says he regrets the name he chose for himself now that he has turned 40.
Why?
I don't know why. He says it's the worst name in the world. The only person who had a dumber name than me was the Fresh Prince. It sounded like a cool rap name at the time when I was 16, but it stuck. And now it's me. I'll be 88 years old and an old man saying, call me Kid. Call me Kid Rock.
Mr. Kid Rock.
What?
Sir Kid Rock.
Mr. Sir Kid Rock. What? My name is Party Dog.
Mm-hmm.
Which, let's be honest, is the best.
That will stand the test of time.
There will never be a time when I regret the name Party Dog, or will there? Did I pick the worst name? Is my name worse than Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch? Is my name as bad as a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Lil Bow Wow. No.
Lil Bow Wow.
No, it's... No. Because everyone likes to party.
Let me tell you a thing. People used to be like, oh, Trevor's coming to the party? Boo. People were like, who's coming to this party, dog? I mean, come to the party. Party Dog will be there. Everybody's like, woo! Party Dog's here.
Party Dog's here.
Right, that's the best. Nobody's upset to see a guy named Party Dog roll in to the party and be like, hey guys, I'm just here. I'm not going to party, but I'm just going to be here. My name's Party Dog. Pleasure to meet you.
Right. Your grandchildren are going to love Grandpa Party Dog.
Yeah. The best grandpa.
Grandpa Trevor's coming over. Okay. Grandpa Party Dog is going to be here. Yes.
Yeah.
It's fun time.
Fun time is going to be happening.
Yes. I'm going to follow up on our buddy Harold Camping, our brother.
That is coming up soon, isn't it?
11 days until Judgment Day. the apocalypse, some people like to call it. So Harold Camping has predicted that May 21st will be the end of the world. Brian Hobart and Kevin Brown, fellow brothers, have been spreading the word by driving caravans, putting up billboards, and handing out pamphlets, convincing friends and family that Judgment Day is upon us. Brown says he has decoded the Bible.
About time somebody did that.
He's decoded the Bible and says it will happen like this. On May 21st, starting in the Pacific Rim region, at 6 p.m. local time, not mountain time, I'm talking Pacific time, there will be a great earthquake. True Christians will be raptured, and 153 days later, the entire universe and planet Earth will be destroyed. Brown says he's no longer thinking about his 401k plan.
There's no need for it, right?
No, and retirement, he's less stressed and, in a way, much more carefree.
What is what does that exactly mean that, like, all the Christians are going to get... We're going to get raptured.
They're going to fly up to heaven.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I'm not prepared. I need to go. I need to hit Costco and start stashing up. Build a ship. I don't know. Are you prepared for this?
Well, let's be honest. We were planning on doing a live podcast that day.
Mm-hmm.
Technical difficulties, which we've been having, has not allowed us to do podcasts. What will I be doing on that day? I'm gonna be getting raptured. That sounds wicked.
Rapture me.
Yeah, I'm gonna be waving goodbye to you while I'm going up there. Mm-hmm. You're down there building your ship.
Yes, I'm gonna be building a raft.
How bummed out were you when you didn't make that comet that guy? What was that? The Halley's, not the Halley's comet. What was that?
The Hale-bop.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We missed that boat.
Big time.
Do you want to be left behind on this one? You stick it out, and let's say you stick around, and the world's going to end on 2012 anyways.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to be doing?
Not worrying about my retirement plan, I know that.
Well, let's be...
I'm so much more carefree.
So people are, what are they doing, quitting their jobs? What's happening?
I think so. I think people are just like, screw it. It's going to end anyway. What's the point? Getting gouged at the gas pumps.
We're getting gouged so bad.
Which is ridiculous. They tricked us again. The oil prices went down. We thought we were going to get only $3.50 per gallon prices, and now they're back up to $4.
I thought that, like, we killed that Bin Laden. Like, things, what, we're back to... What should have happened? We killed Bin Laden.
Mm-hmm.
Things go back to the prices of 2001. That's the understanding that I had, was that we're going to, like, oh, kill the buildings are going to be built,
mm-hmm.
two more towers put up.
Right.
Back then, we're going to all go back and listen to Limp Bizkit again.
Of course we are.
Things are back to normal. What's up with that plan? That's not happening.
I think they've boycotted that plan.
Okay. Can I tell us, listen... I just want to apologize to our listeners because we have, like, we kind of, people are like, oh my gosh, this thing called Point Lap, these dudes are so fresh. Now, like, we fell off.
Mm-hmm.
We're off the map.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a voicemail that I got a week ago? Why are there no more new episodes of PAL, Pal? I need my fix because all other podcasts are merely methadone to your heroin. That is from Adam Archuleta from the show American Idol. Do you remember him?
Yeah.
I feel so bad that Adam Archuleta is a listener of ours, yet the whole time I was supporting David Cook. Adam Archuleta is listening to our show, and what I do, like, he's a supporter of our show, and, like, I let him down 4 years ago, however many years ago, when, like, he was battling, mm-hmm. trying to win that number one spot. He listens to our show, and, like, we've let him down.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say thank you, Adam. Like, we'll get you back your heroin.
How many texts did you send in to vote for Cook?
I've never voted on that. Have you voted? No. Can you vote? Is that, do people do that?
Yeah, that's, is that what happens? That's how it works, right? Which is so, so, such a bunk way to do it, right? Such a, like, the worst way you can do it, because it's not about who's the best singer or performer. It's about, well, our girl Pia.
Gone.
Gone. Fantastic voice, fantastic, wonderful looking girl.
She had a great shape to her.
Mm-hmm. Gone.
Gone.
There's got to be a better way. I do like The Voice, though.
What voice is that?
Have you seen The Voice?
The Voice.
The chairs. Yeah.
You mean a friend of the show and is on the show is Adam Levine.
Mm-hmm.
I got some Twitter's tweets from him. Is that what they call them? Tweets? Twats? What do they call those?
Twits.
Twits. We got some twits from him. Mm-hmm. That is a show. That is a show that I can get into.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I like it.
People sing, and then they're sitting in their chair, and they push a button, and they turn around, and they're like, ooh, or, oh, yeah.
Oh, your voice is fantastic, but I don't know if you have that star quality.
That's a show that is a summer show that I could have got into.
Mm-hmm.
The shows that you mentioned to me earlier in this podcast, not into. That show, it's my jam.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some new research that says that there's new underwater translator that could help humans talk to dolphins. They're developing a new underwater computer that attempts to recognize dolphin sounds, then respond to them in real time.
Oh, good. Oh.
You like this?
I've been wanting to speak to a dolphin for a number of years.
It is funny because, no joke, you're drinking out of a mug with, what, some dolphins on them.
Three dolphins.
Three dolphins. He's drinking out of right now. What is that? Is that coffee?
It's coffee. It's delicious.
Is it old man coffee, or what is that?
It's Starbucks, those little Via things, and a whole bunch of milk in there.
What is the deal with that? Every time I go, we go and hang out together. Like, people need to know that you and I just don't do the show together. We're actually, like, real-life friendships. We have a bond between us. We do things outside of the show.
Right.
You've been handing out those packets to people. You know what you look like? You remind me of, like, in Vegas when those little leaflets, those handouts for hookers. That's like you're giving these things away. What are those things that you're giving away?
Just go around snapping them. They're the little single cup Vias. You just put them in there. You put the water, hot water in there. Boom, mix it up. Throw some milk in there. Maybe a little, I don't know, honey, whatever you like.
And you got coffee. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instantly.
And you're cool with us talking to dolphins.
Yeah.
What is it that you as a human being are going to learn from a dolphin? Tell me that.
I don't know. I just want to know what's going on in those little minds of theirs.
I bet you it's like,
ooh. I want to ask that dolphin, can I grab your fin and ride you? I want to ride a dolphin.
Okay. I'm gonna what about this? What if you're what if we find out all that dolphins are doing is talking shit about us?
they should be.
What are these dolphins like? Dude, these land lovers, they're like, have you seen what they're doing? They don't know how to do anything.
Mm-mm.
The other world that we came from, like, because they're all, you know, the spaceships drop the dolphins off. They're such a weird-looking animal. They look nothing like anything else on this Earth. They're from another planet.
Mm-hmm.
All they do is talk about how, like, the other land people were so much better than we are.
Right.
Like, we do everything wrong. We can't even drill oil in the oceans and do it right. We spill it everywhere.
No.
Why would we think that dolphins like us?
They can't.
They hate us.
Yes.
We just capture them and throw them in pools for SeaWorld, and we throw big balloons at them. Did they like those balloons?
They act like they like them. It's their job. They're under contract. It's their job. They have to like those balloons.
I'm just saying, like, nothing good can come out of this. Well, it's either going to be, conversation's either going to be like this. They're going to be like, what's up with Kim Kardashian? Like, what's your guys' thing with that? Or it's going to be like, ooh, there's a fish. I'm gonna go eat it. It's a fish. Ooh, I like those balls. Send me more balls.
Mm-hmm.
Waste of time, bro. Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Talk about reruns of Flipper, I guess. I don't know.
They're going to be pissed at us for that because it's like, hey, you made a show out about our boy Flipper.
Mm-hmm.
Where's our TVs down here so that we can watch the program you clearly made for us?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for exploiting us.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Well, since you won't be dating your girls this summer.
My three set?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your trifecta. I've got a few dating sites for you that I don't know if they're for you yet. First one is datemypet.com.
Excuse me?
You just want to date my pet?
So, oh, bestiality website. That's what you're browsing.
Well, I don't know. It's the leading online dating website created exclusively for pet lovers.
Oh, it's the leading one. Okay.
Yeah, it's top of the line.
All right.
Yeah. So, whether you're looking for a life partner, a buddy, or your pet, or just someone to hang with, here you'll be able to find exactly who you are looking for, pet lovers like yourself. Are you a pet lover, Trevor?
No.
How much do you love Jesse Sandendinkelspiel's Pat the Cat?
Pat the Cat, here's the thing with cats and other animals. They can't communicate with us yet.
No.
So my understanding is, like, that guy has his thing, I got my own thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to go over and, like, pet him because I don't know if he wants that.
Right.
I can't communicate with him.
Mm-hmm.
For all I know, I'm doing, like, pet rape on that cat. The cat could hate it because it can't talk to me.
It's bad touching.
So why is it when I go over to somebody's house, I'm expected to, like, fondle their animals? Is that weird? I'm expected to walk into somebody's house,
mm-hmm.
press my genitals against them, wrap my arms around them, and then go touch their animal. That's procedure here in America and mm-hmm. pretty much the world.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's what that cat wants, so I'm just like, hey, until you can tell me, I'm going to leave you alone, bro. Right.
Until you can speak to me like a human being.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
It's fun, interactive, and anonymous until you take it further. Our website offers numerous interesting, comfortable approaches for our members to meet and get to know each other, from our pet buddy communities to pet dates. Sounds nice for...
This sounds delightful. Did you just say it's fun and safe until you meet in person?
Yeah, until you bring your chihuahua and meet up with some girl who's got a pit bull, and your little Taco Bell buddy gets eaten.
Is that their disclaimer? Is that like saying it's relatively not going to harm you if you're talking to a 13-year-old online? When the real damage comes is when you meet that person.
Right.
That's what they're saying. Is like, when you're thrown into a room with this mm-hmm. woman and her 70 cats,
mm-hmm.
there's poop everywhere.
Right.
That's when, out of our hands, man. That's on you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there a limit to pet loving? Like, what's the limit? How many animals can you have? I mean, there's pet lovers like, hey, I've got a dog and a cat, I love them. When does it turn into madness? Like, this person's just crazy.
Unless you have a license to be a zoo. One animal. That's all you get.
That's it. There should be a cutoff.
You need your business license that says, I am a zookeeper. I know how to handle animals. Mm-hmm. I've taken the right procedures into being able to treat them and
mm-hmm.
pet them even.
Right.
Okay.
I agree with that. All right, so you've got Date My Pet, or you've got Stash Passions. All right, so you'll have to grow a mustache for this. It's 100% free social networking and online dating, specifically for singles with a passion for the stash. Style is a difficult thing to pin down, but there is no doubt among Stash Passions members that there is nothing finer than a good stash. Browse the mustache groups to find members by their preferred type of stash, whether it be the dolly, the walrus, or the pencil. Meet other stash lovers by experience level. You've got the newbie level, expert level, or stash groupie.
Wait a minute, I can't grow a mustache. Physically,
you could grow a pencil.
I could grow a pencil, a crooked pencil. It'd be really, I don't know. I'd have to be a stash groupie. Is that what you're saying? And why do I want?
Well, no, you're kind of the center. You know, you get on there, you put your face on there, you got that sweet stash going on, and then these groupies come in and are like, yeah,
I like that.
Uh huh.
There. Well, do you understand that there's no women that like the mustache, is there?
There's gotta be.
There's my Aunt Carol that probably likes the mustache because Tom Selleck had one in 1985 and he was driving his Ferrari. I get that. Now.
That was a sweet broom.
He did.
Top of his lip.
Now I go on my American Apparel website and I see nothing but women's nipples and dude mustaches.
Mm-hmm.
Do women like that?
It's kind of the hipster thing now, isn't it?
It is, but what you described to me is a website that I can meet other dudes with mustaches. That's what that sounds like.
So what? Basically, what it is, you go on there. There's gonna be other dudes on there, but there might be dudes that are looking for guys with a stash. Let's be honest. There's probably some dudes out there who like another man with a sweet mustache.
Probably a lot of dudes like that.
I'm hoping for you that it will be some women that are coming online and saying, "Hey, that guy, that's a sweet stash."
Okay, so that's my two options.
Mm-hmm.
This is my replacement that you have for Keira Knightley, Shakira.
Yeah.
And who else? Olivia Wilde. That's what she got for me.
Yeah.
And I have to pick one.
Yeah, what are you going with?
I'm the pet thing.
You're going to get a pet.
That's less weird than a dude website stash.
What do you put?
A stash of dudes with mustaches. That's better than that, isn't
what, it? What, I guess. I don't know, what pet are you going to get?
I have to get a pet. I don't have a pet.
I'm going to suggest you get a ferret. That's my suggestion.
Okay.
Ferret.
I'll do that.
Okay.
A judge in Wisconsin sentenced a child molesting bus driver to 7 years in prison, telling him that he is gayer than a sweet-smelling jockstrap. The judge also added, "I think that if anyone believes that in the last 10 or 15 years, all of a sudden you develop an interest in homosexuality in young boys, then I must have looked ravishing in my prom dress this year."
Pardon me?
Listen, if you think that I believe that in the last 10 or 15 years you started liking boys and homosexuals, then I must have looked ravishing in my prom dress this year.
Oh, he's being sarcastic. Sarcasm. Okay.
Listen, you look gayer than a sweet-smelling jockstrap, is what I'm telling you. 7 years. Best judge ever? You know what this dude is doing? He's like, I want to be a TV judge. Because a TV judge can literally get away with saying whatever they want.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, it sounds like he's doing it right. A lot of people are saying, no, you can't be saying things like this. I'm saying, we need more of this. That's funny.
We need more sarcastic judges.
7 years. Go.
Yeah, Judge Judy gets away with a lot.
You kidding me?
Wapner was the best, let's be honest.
You like the Wap Dog?
Wapner was the best. I thought because he was very fair and not opinionated. Now for pure entertainment though, it's all about the Judge Judy. Yeah.
Yeah, she's a wicked woman.
Mm-hmm. In New Delhi, India, an Indian state has told newly wedded women to avoid talking too much on their mobile devices for the first 2 years of marriage, in case it provokes jealousy from their husbands. The Punjab State Commission for Women issued an official advisory last week, urging brides to focus on their domestic lives instead of having long conversations on mobile phones. The commission found that almost 40% of women considered seeking divorce on the grounds that her husband and in-laws do not like her talking on the phone. There has also been a rise in domestic violence, sexual harassment, and family discord due to the arguments.
That's why they hate us. For our phones. If they think the phone's bad, have they gotten to the Facebook yet?
I don't know. Yeah, that would completely disconnect them. Those women are just, they're just so social, right?
Apparently. Dudes hate that.
Yeah. Yeah, so apparently Indian men are a little bit self-conscious, a little bit jealous. They think that these women are speaking to their ex-boyfriends via the telephone.
Is this right? Should my woman's be able to learn how to dial on a phone? Should that be...
Well, I think they should have to start with the actual, the old school dial where you have to put, dial, your, finger
put your finger in there.
There, yeah.
Roll around.
Yeah, and you hate the person who has two zeros in their...
Because you got to go so far.
It takes so long, right?
It takes, yeah.
So I think you got to start with fundamentals, and then from there, we allow them to use thumbs. And then, yeah, maybe texting next. I don't know.
Dude, that's just a can of worms they're opening with that.
Mm-hmm. Is it getting so bad that, like, honestly, I will call people and just to have a conversation or see what's up and not get an answer from them and then text them 3 minutes later and they'll text me right back.
Dude, you know what I love about you? You're still a phone talker.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know. I'm so unevolved, aren't I?
You call people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's wicked weird because nobody calls. And it's so funny to me because texting seems like something that you would do because you don't have the technology to speak to somebody on the phone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It seems like, okay, first of all, you're able to mail letters.
Mm-hmm.
We've done that. Right. We got the Pony Express, you send it that way. Then there's the telegraph that sends messages.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the fax machine.
Yeah.
Then there's the pager.
Oh, the pager was so...
The pager used to just do digits, like you saw this number called, and then you could send, like, messages.
Mm-hmm.
If you had the awesome pager.
Right.
And then it went to, like, oh, dude, we all got these cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody was like, well, what's next? It should have been video chat. That should have been next. It's like you talk and you can see somebody. But now it's reverted to texting,
mm-hmm.
which seems like a step back.
It does. It's like it's sending a letter quickly.
Quickly letter.
Yeah.
Not dealing with the person's voice.
Right.
It's more precise.
Yeah, I just, it's very impersonal, right? I feel like when you call somebody up, you're going to be able to kind of sense the tone in their voice and they might be going through some stuff, Trevor. You might need to lend a shoulder to lean on.
It's funny because you care about people.
Yeah.
And you want to help them when they have problems or when they're down.
Yeah.
Most people are like, listen, cut through that. Just send me a text. What is it you want?
Yeah.
Make it short.
Are you going to be there or are you not going to be there?
Yeah. Let's not talk. In fact, when we meet up, let's barely talk.
Yes.
Nearly 50,000 male veterans screened positive for military sexual trauma. Greg Gilodoff was fired up with patriotism and a desire to provide for his family when they joined the U.S. Army, but instead he was bullied and gang raped. Yeah, no big deal. Before joining the Army, Greg was an actor and appeared in films such as Braveheart and King Arthur. Greg, who is laughed at for his Russian-Irish accent, was labeled a champagne socialist and a commie faggot. We don't like actors here. We especially don't like Russian and Irish actors. That I know.
Not in the Army.
Not in the Army. Less than 2 weeks after arriving, the 35-year-old said he was gang raped in the shower by a group of men who claimed they're just showing him who was in charge of the United States. Listen. We're not getting any pleasure out of this, young man. We want to show you... Who's in charge of the United States of America?
Oh, my God.
That's all.
True patriots.
I don't like you because your Russian-Irish accent and your acting.
I can't tell if you're being yourself or if you're being that guy from Braveheart again. I can't.
Nobody can tell.
What are you trying to do?
We don't like that.
No.
Come in the shower.
Yeah. let's shower up.
You look dirty. Let's go this way. Why is there six of you? Why do you guys have your pants off? Don't worry about it. You look dirty. We don't like your acting.
Patriotism.
America. I just would like to show you who's in charge of the United States. It's us six in this room. We're the ones in charge. Thank you.
It's just protocol. It's just how it works.
50,000 dudes. That's got to be what's prison? What's how many dudes in prison get that happen to them? It's got to be
same,
like
same, right?
It's got to be more.
More?
There should be more.
There's a buttload of people in prison.
Is prison different than the military?
It doesn't sound like it.
You get a gun in the military. You,
mm-hmm.
Prison, you're just... It's dudes, essentially just dudes.
Right.
And one of them... I don't know. I don't know the difference.
The military almost sounds worse. Because there's no... you don't get television in the military, as far as I know. And then they force you to go run 5.5 miles with 70 pounds of crap on your back. And getting live rounds shot over the top of your head.
Sometimes not over your head. Sometimes they hit you.
Sometimes...
I've heard of them getting hit.
Right. I've got another patriot for you. He's a Texas high school teacher. He's been placed on administrative leave following an incident where he allegedly told a ninth grade Muslim girl in his algebra class that, "I bet you're grieving following the death of Osama bin Laden." According to a parent at the school, the teacher also said, "I heard about your uncle's death." And after the girl began crying, he walked away smiling.
Patriot. Your Uncle Osama, we got him. but you're real sad. I'm happy.
You're sad? I'm happy. I'm happy because you're sad.
Yep. He walked away smiling like he was walking away from an explosion in the movies.
Right.
Got her.
Got it. Yeah.
I got a stack of papers in the mail the other day. It was wanting to know if I was going to go to my eBay shareholders meeting.
You have stock in eBay?
Of course I do. I have one stock in eBay.
Mm-hmm.
This can I tell you about the amount of paperwork that I got? It's about 3 stacks. It was literally like 2 pounds of paperwork for my $128 stock of eBay. Am I going to be going to this meeting?
Well, I think you should get involved. You're a shareholder.
I should. Mm-hmm. I should at least...
Make an appearance
and just say, hey, like...
Hey, party dog's here.
Party dog's here. We need to change the way that we do business. Yeah. Obama's dead.
Osama's dead.
Obama is dead, and we need to change the way that we're doing business from now on. I got my share that I bought 8 years ago, and I forgot about.
Right.
But thank you for the giant paperwork that literally cost you guys more money than my share was to send me that. But thank you. Thank you, eBay.
Mm-hmm.
Forgot about you guys, but I have a stock.
What would your mother do? What would your mother do underwear is designed to make teenagers think before having sex? WNYMD has a range of anti-sex underwear that is designed to promote abstinence with slogans like "Zip it," "Not tonight," "Dream on," and "What would your mother do?" It includes boy shorts, t-shirts, and tote bag for young ladies. Is this taunting? I feel like that's not "what would your mother do." It's like, I'm going to taunt you because here it is. You got almost all my clothes off. Zip it up.
No, this will work. Wait a minute. They look like, what would these things look like? Do they look like granny panties? Did they get bunched up?
No.
They're sexy boy shorts.
Yep.
Okay, I'm a teenage boy. I just got my girl some wine coolers. She's a little tipsy.
We're going to the lookout.
We're going to the lookout.
Mm-hmm.
Flip the seat down like we're going to town, like I'm Kevin Arnold. And I pull these things down and I say, "What would your mother do?" And I'm supposed to be like, "Oh, okay. Yeah, that's disrespectful."
Mm-hmm.
No, let me tell you what happens. This teenager goes in complete boner rage. And instead of making love to the woman, he now rapes her.
Mm.
Is that... That's what happens.
Yeah. Could.
Could? No, that's what...
Zip it.
Zip it. Zip it. Oh, really? You want me to zip it?
Zip it.
See this hand?
You zip it.
Just bought you wine coolers. We just went to Claim Jumpers. Give me that!
Boner rage.
Coming to theaters.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's the right way to go about
it. I hope it works. It'll probably work. CSI star Marge Hellenberger said the teen sensation Justin Bieber was a bit of a pain to work with, claiming that his two-episode appearance on CSI show, I shouldn't be saying this, but he was kind of a brat, she said. He was very nice to me, but he locked one of the producers in a closet and put his fist through a cake that was on the actor's table. Listen.
Wow.
Young lady. First of all, don't claim my boy Justin Bieber's a brat when, like, you shouldn't even be allowed to touch him.
He's on another level.
Right. You're lucky he didn't lock all you guys in the closet and punch you in the face after he dipped his fist in that cake. Right? Oh, he's being a brat. Listen, if George Clooney does that on the set, people are like, oh my gosh, like George Clooney, so funny. Mm-hmm. So fun to work with. Mm-hmm. People are like, they hate Justin Bieber. Because this woman, with their whole career being like, just doing it,
mm-hmm.
working hard, and Justin Bieber's like, I just threw some things on YouTube, and like, Usher was like, what's up? You want this Land Rover? Cool. Now I'm on tour. Oh, Selena Gomez? Whatever. Mm-hmm. People, like, they hate this dude. Why do they hate him?
Jealousy, I guess. Jealousy. I don't know. I love the Marge Helgenberg, though. I think she's a wonderful-looking lady.
Well, she's nice. She's, do you know this? Sexy. Do you watch that show? Is
I
that
used,
a show?
I used to watch it all the time, yeah.
It's a good show.
It used to be.
Okay.
It used to be. I've grown tired of it. You can only watch a show for 3 years, and then that's kind of the cutoff, I believe.
It's cutoff, yeah, okay.
Because it's the same story over and over again.
That's
unless you're ABC and come up with these wonderful, wonderful new shows.
They've got wild, great ideas coming out all the time.
It's amazing.
Justin Bieber responded on his Twitter. It's kind of lame when somebody you met briefly and never worked with comments on you. I will continue to wish them luck and be kind.
Bollocks.
No way.
No.
No way.
No. No. I don't... You know, did you see the what is that Rob Dyrdek show? The
Factory.
The Factory. And he was on there. He was not as wild as I thought he would be. Like, I thought he would just be really getting after it. I thought he was, I mean, he tried everything, but I thought he was very tentative and pretty quiet, kind of shy kid. I thought he would just be, I thought he'd be like Party Dog Part 2 coming in.
You thought he would be?
Uh-huh.
That Dyrdek is a big personality, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure, yeah. I think the same way. Mm-hmm. I find it wild that, like, he just handed them the keys to that car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's up, Bieber? Like, we're just going to give you things.
Here you go,
like,
buddy.
I know that I like my Bieber, but should responsible, normal people be treating the Bieber like they're doing? People either love the Bieber or they hate the Bieber.
Right. Yeah, I don't get that anyway.
What's that?
Well, why are you giving, like, a $60,000 piece of equipment to a kid who's already got $40 million in the bank?
He's not even American. When you could give that to somebody who would love it. Like, Bieber's not going to drive that. What's he going to do with that?
It's gonna sit in his showroom, or it's going to be in his garage. You know what I mean? It's backwards. Like, all these sports stars get free shoes, free gear, and then you get the inner city kids that are wearing their brother's shoes from 3 years previous.
You know? You mean when I worked at Los Canyons Golf Course, and when the stars would come in there, they just, like, throw them T-shirts and not charge them for the rounds? Mm. So what you're saying is the people that can afford things don't have to use their money that they have because they're given things?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Ass backwards. This has been Point and Laugh Podcast, episode 58. You can get a hold of us at blogspot.com. pointandlaughcast@gmail.com, Point and Laugh Podcast on the iTunes or on Facebook. You can get a hold of Party Dog at twitter.com. It's nice to be back.
It's good to be back. So sorry we fell off on you guys. Mm-hmm. If you guys could do us a favor.
I've just been thinking about May 21st.
You're scared, so aren't much. You?
I'm not scared. I'm just so carefree now.
You know what's going to happen with the Rapture is, like, I'm just going to be, it's going to be, in my mind, it's going to be like a little tornado, like a mini tornado of glitter. It's going to pick me up and just rapture me. I'll be just spinning. Just I'll be waving goodbye to you and be like, what's up, fruit? Keep the podcast going, bro. Like,
glitter and silly string
mm-hmm.
carrying you away.
And Kesha's up there with me. on a unicorn, and we're just kicking it and loving it.
Mm-hmm.
The rapture.
Wine coolers, unicorn.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Like, if you guys could do us a favor, because it makes a big deal, if you could leave a comment on iTunes,
mm-hmm.
because that helps us in the podcast rankings. Mm-hmm. Before we fell off, before you found us wearing our lab coats, wondering where we're at,
because
it's like me and Dre and Eminem in the lab with a pen and a pad trying to get this label off. We were doing it, and like we fell off, but we want to be back doing it. So like we're trying to get there. If you guys could help us get there,
right?
Good.
We've only got 11 days left.
Yeah. Can I leave us with a spoken word segment of the show that we do?
Yeah.
Never. We've never done it, but we're gonna do it.
I love it. Yeah. I'm ready.
Feels so good being bad. There's no way I'm turning back. Now the pain is my pleasure. Nothing would measure. Love is great, love is fine. Out of the box, out of the line. The affection of the feeling leaves me wanting more. Cause I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it. Sex in the air, I don't care. I love the smell of it. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but chains and whips excite me. That is the words of Rihanna.
Wow. That's something.
Thank you.
Thank you.